Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. As always, I'm here until the hour of 11 and yeah, thank you. Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. And as always, I'm here until the hour of 11 and we're still having a tiny technical issues, but it's not big, it's just tiny. Welcome back. Like I said, your radio is not broken, you are not going deaf. Mm-mm. Just technical issues. Isofan Eagle FM. Okay, this is not going to come out very well. Yeah, now, welcome back to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. I'm here until the hour of 11. Let's dive into, let me present to you what I have, what I have for you this morning. You know, as if I'm not too broke enough, this whole conflict in the Middle East is just, making me sort of like brace myself for a possible being broke scenario. And that's one of those things that we are going to go through. That's one of those things that we're going to look at. But let's keep international stuff for later. Usually just start with, practice starting with something Namibian, then go on African, and on African level, my favorite country. Sorry, Namibia, on this one. Okay, you're my first favorite, and then there's my second favorite. And that is, for today, it's subject to change, of course. I mean, I like Kenya and Tanzania because of Serengeti and Mara Mara. And, I like Ethiopia and, I like Nigeria. I like Ghana. And I like, kick that out of the way. And so let's start with what is happening in this, our country. Ladies, the future is female. And, ladies, the future is female. And, so is the law, also female. There's one case that I came across and sort of like just glossed through, of a woman who was sentenced to 15 years for seemingly stealing a car from a car hiring company. Madam. I knew the future is female, but I didn't know crime was also female. In today's news, it's now about, how about this, the sentence that was handed over to this, to the suspect. Although at this point it's not a suspect anymore because, can you say the sentence that was handed over? I have my tech wife doing some tech stuff to try and sort out some ad issues here. We have a little bit of issue making them audible, and they are, they need to be audible. They have to be audible. So the sentence that was handed to the madam, the future is female, of course. I was 15, yes. Again, un momento. Oh, dear Lord. Technical, make I repeat, technical difficulties. Technical difficulties. Where were we? Sentence that was a 15 years sentence that was handed to a car suspected thief. This one is not a suspect. This one is confirmed. Now, ombudsman, on the other hand, is seems to be more like that guy is a former ombudsman or current. He's having a problem with, you know, sort of like came in to explain that, this whole sentence thing is, you know, make we explain how these things work. There is a decision. They said, you know, before a sentence is handed to someone who is being accused of a crime, there are a lot of factors to consider. But then, it's not carved in stones, which is why we have, something known as appeal. So, on whatever level of a court, minus a Supreme Court, because, if you're in the Supreme Court, which is known as the Supreme Court of Appeal, now, if you've noticed, the Supreme Court is only going to listen to a case that's questioning the constitutionality of the case, because, the High Court doesn't really have the jurisdiction to, you know, to preside over a case, not on the same level, or more like legal power and strength of the, legal power and strength that of the Supreme Court. So that's why most of, everything that is more like a dispute related, whether it's a civil or criminal, if it's just he said, she said, everyone has their legal representative, the magistrate courts or the high courts, especially in high profile cases or criminal cases, is most likely going to be the High Court. Depending on how diabolical the crime is, it's going to be the High Court. But now, if the accused or anyone that loses that case is is not happy with the Supreme, with the High Court ruling, then, and especially if they are questioning the constitutionality that the ruling is based on, then they, it's their right and also their money to appeal that case, to file a case, to file an appeal with the Supreme Court. So now, when you look at it from, when you look at it from that angle, you see that, before you go out there and commit a crime, ask yourself one question. One, can you afford a lawyer? Now, for perspective, just so you know, how expensive getting out of a crime is, let me walk you through several ways that you can get out of you can get away with crime. One, you must be loaded enough to bribe the heck out of the judge, which a lot of multinational corporations are basically known for. And I say multinational corporations because, most of them are financially loaded. That can, you can also, go with literal on that one. Now, it's either that or, it's either you bribe the heck out of, the heck out of the judge, and in the, in the legal fraternity, there's a one, there's a phrase that goes something like this. And, a smart lawyer knows the law, but a good lawyer knows the judge. Now, I'm actually one of those people that recommend you know both the law and the judge for you to be an excellent lawyer. And also have more of a, a private account on the side for when the judge and the law are not working, and now you have to, bribe the heck out of pretty much everyone who is important.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
still on the tech problem and a technical issue, and it has been resolved. Finally. Thank heavens. Because that was sort of like, you know, just, kept dragging me out of my mojo. Here's one thing before you go, here's one thing that is also worth knowing before you go out there and, you know, commit a crime. Understand one thing. You see, there's this thing called, in law, there's this thing called separation of charges. Splitting of charges, yeah. Splitting of charges. Now, when most of us go out there to, you know, to be tough guys and, you know, just, you know, I'll just break into their house and scare the heck out of them and, you know, just take their smartphones. You see, to us, we are just stealing. Except, you see, until you find yourself in front of the judge and the judge goes like, you know what, 15 years. And you're like, hey, I just stole a smartphone. And the judge is like, you also frightened the people in the security of their home. That is not good for their mental health. Therefore, for that, according to the law, 5 years. And also, you took by the way, if you try to play tough guy and, as much as just Njongora, one of them. What is Njongora in English now? Some of these things. You know that, you know, when you more look, you're not pushing them you're not pushing them from the chest or any part. Now, in Thimbukushu, there's something we call Njongora. Now that is, I wish I could just translate it to Njongor and then it will make sense. Except it won't. Now, I will have to use my very limited English vocabulary to try as much as I can to describe what Njongor is. Now, Njongor is when you are, pushing someone mostly with, with one or two fingers from the face, just, you are just pushing them to the point where they feel like they, where you see them leaning on their back, like sort of like trying to find their balance. Oh God. Now, I'm assuming that my vocabulary helped to explain Njongor there. Now, if you storm in someone's house and then Njongor, now you are looking, take for example, you storm into someone's house, you climb over the wall, you break the lock and then you get in and you break another lock at the door or break a window, get in there and then you threaten the heck out of some people with your panga and, here's the thing that you are missing, Oga. getting in that yard without the owner's permission is called trespassing. It has its own time that you can be sentenced for. Now you see the problem. Breaking the lock, vandalism, damage to property, separate charge. You see, you, my men, are going to jail for a very long time now. And then you break a window again. Damage to property. It depends on, depending on how much that thing cost on, oh my God. Again, another sentence. Then you storm in there, then you in the middle of the night, and you threaten the heck out of people. Oh, wow. Now, if you Njongor one of them, assault, check. Oh man, I love the law. You know, assault is also counted. Well, you threaten and then you assaulted. And if you slap one until they start bleeding, oh boy, assault with aggravated assault, causing physical bodily harm. That's the language you're gonna be hearing in front of the judge. Now, if you hear that, that's how you know that it may not be literally, but you cooked. You see, this is actually why I'm a law-abiding citizen. Sitting in a criminal law class and I'm listening to my lecturer explain all this. He's a Zimbabwean guy, so he's very, he was very slow at explaining this. I was like, huh? So, according to me, I just, stole a phone in someone's house. But it turns out how I got into that house also counts. And each and every single step that I took to gain access to that house has its own separate, well, most likely going to have its own separate charge and separate time in terms of sentence on how much you're behind or how long you're behind is going to be behind bars. According to you, you just grabbed someone's phone. Now, this is where ladies now just show up in court and start crying like, my privacy was violated. Because when he gripped my purse, well, he also tore through my dress. Oh, hey, you cooked. I know. But you have to understand that, if you know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy, or you know a lawyer who knows both the law and the judge, chances of you getting away, scar-free. Is it scar-free or score-free? Scar-free. Let's go with scar-free. Really high. But if you don't know a guy who knows a guy who knows a lawyer who knows the judge, and you are broke, hey, yeah. Wahala. You are looking at a Wahalas Maximus. That's a combination of pidgin and Latin for maximum Wahala. Wahalas Maximus. I know. But that's just something I wanted to point out, that before you go out there and act all thug life, now, one of the genre of comedy videos I like to watch is of people being sentenced, especially those ones that are sentenced to life. There are a lot of videos out there of people crying in front of the judge after being told that you are here to serve 25 to life. 25 to life. Well, that basically means, is it this outside world, where you enjoy? You know, go see him again. You're behind Nagorod for jail. Now, I don't know about you, but my biggest fear is 25 to life of not getting laid. Are you kidding? I can barely handle 6 months. Forget 6 months. 3 months. That's already, screwing with my sleep. At this point, I'm crashing on anything with legs. Okay, that didn't come out as funny as I thought it would. Boy, that came out diabolical. No, Spiritus Santo. Moving on. Before you go out there and do something illegal, you have to understand that everyone is gangster until they are in front of the judge. It's very easy to be gangster. Very easy. All you just have to do is learn, especially if you are in Namibia or in South Africa, all you just have to do is learn broken Afrikaans, get yourself an okapi, which are relatively cheap. I mean, not really, really cheap, like really cheap. Don't ask how I know. I tried gangster. It turns out this whole staking thing is, it's not my thing. It's the reason why I really took interest in medicine when I was in high school. And then, grade 12 showed me flames. Turned out I did not qualify even for nursing. And I realized that, this is an accident. And also, well, blood freaks me out. So chances are very high, even if I had a knife and I staked someone, I'm most likely going to faint before the person I staked faints. Because, well, sight of blood. Now, imagine the police showing up at the scene, and the person I staked is lying there bleeding out, and then there's me on one side. Totally, I don't even have a scratch, but I'm also offended. The police will be like, okay, who do we ask here now? Only to, all given medical attention, and then we quickly find out that actually the guy that didn't have a scar, that's the idiot that stabbed the person that was bleeding out. And the idiot fainted because it has a, what's the fear of blood? Bloodophobia. I know there's a phobia for anything these days. There's, turns out there's spidophobia. It turns out, what is it, gamiophobia or gamiphobia, something gammy, and phobia at the end, which is, it turns out it's an irrational fear of getting married. So, ladies, if your boy has been your boyfriend for the past 5 years, is a little extreme, but anyway, your boyfriend for 5 years doesn't want to, you know, is still not yet talking about marriage. You have to understand, he could be suffering from some serious, you know, medical condition known as marriageophobia. I know. Marriageophobia is serious. And this is a serious, problem amongst my gender. But, you know, no one is listening to the boy child. You people should listen to us. This is a phobia. It's not on us. This is just, you know, a natural response towards, you know, putting a ring on a finger of someone who will, you know, screw up and take half your stuff. It's not rocket science. Everyone is going, eh, well, do I want to? Do I not want to? One friend of mine pointed out to me, actually several times pointed out to me that, most of the red flags that we see in marriage, they are not new. We have been ignoring them.
June 7 Adventure Tours is offering an exclusive 20% discount for all local Namibians for the month of June and July. Get ready for an unforgettable quad biking and sandboarding adventure in the dunes. Parents, please bring the children to come and have fun on 20% discounted prices this coming June and July month. For more information, contact 081-624-9665.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Ipurane ngeno wapongwa Eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna emi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi kayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatuimwe mbali heavy nola natu. Heari bali no heari ileko derewa bera hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Welcome back. I was outside Khekhan. I forgot my container of butter outside there, and my lips were like Namib desert Khedrai, and so was my throat. So I needed to drink some butter to lubricant my throat with the butter. Now, come on, sir. Move on. So, where was Ek? All the red flags that that leads to the dissolution of many marriages and relationship. These are red flags that we ignore. That, you know what? I can change him. Really? He's 34. You don't think his parents didn't try that? You're telling me What you mean to tell me is, his parents, did not try any trick in the book to make the idiot act normal. And you think he just have what it takes to just, change him into a normal person. Really? The same goes for my gender, by the way. And it's worse for us. Because if there is Nyash involved, oh, we're cooked. That's when we start telling uncle, you people don't know this girl. Because, well, she may not know how to cook in the kitchen, but other places, uncle, she's a chef. Uncle, this madam here, this innocent face, choir girl that you see here, there for bedroom. Now fire, that is, hot pass, Holy Ghost fire. At this point, I'm beginning to think I need prayers. But anyway, analysis or more like point of view of anything that we see, not anything that we see, most of the red flags that lead to the dissolution of a lot of marriages, are red flags that has been ignored. More like, it's kind of cute that, and by the way, I think the most challenging thing is everyone has flaws. Now, at this point, it's kind of difficult to tell what flaws are that you should consider yellow flags and what flaws should you consider red flags. And we know that when a marriage is coming to an end, even the flags that were once red, they start looking yellow. And those flags that were once yellow, oh boy, do they start bleeding. Oh. Un momento, s'il vous plaît.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon. Don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
Welcome back. Now, this is one of those things that makes me like poetry like crazy. That's because according to Marcel Proust, I'm still learning to pronounce that name, which is one of those things that makes me go like, okay. Should maybe learn how to speak French, but nope. Marcel Proust was a French novelist and a literary critic. So just that's some, you know, it's very important to put that in mind. But he said the man that observed that when we fall in love with someone. rephrase that in the form of a question, that when we fall in love with someone, are we falling in love with that person, like who they are naturally, or are we falling in love with any conjured up image of who they are? Now, because this is a literary critic, he's basically looking at the whole idea of falling in love, that when you fall in love with someone, This is why I like to point out that I really don't like crushes, because it's really nuts how I'm picturing you flawless without any, what's the biblical word for it? Unblemished. Because believe me, in my head, when I'm crushing on you and I'm picturing you mostly without your clothes, you are perfecto. You don't have any flaw. And then when I ask you out and you say, for some reasons, yes, and we go out, and then I start seeing that actually you are a human being just like me. You have your positive, you have your positive traits and negative traits. In other words, you have your good characters and terrible ones. In other words, you are a human being that just makes mistakes, just like everyone else. That's when we start going, you are not the guy I thought you were. What, you thought I was Bill Gates? The negative 14 in my account did not, ring any bells. Really? I mean, maybe just because I imagined him to be this perfect character in my head. You say, now we're going somewhere. Now we're headed somewhere. Please go on. So, just so we're clear, this whole thing is all your fault, right? You pictured a helmet that doesn't make mistakes. Let me get this straight. You pictured a comedian guy, straight, who doesn't have a dirty mind. Like, at this point, you're asking for the impossible. At this point, you're asking for the impossible. Now, Marcel Proust wrote that, particularly in Search of Lost Time, that's one of his amazing works. Proust suggests that we construct an idealized image of that person based on our own desires, projections, interpretations, rather than fully grasping their actual nature. So when we get close to that individual and then realize that they are a person just like everyone else who makes mistakes, and we start going, oh man, I didn't see that in him. You didn't see what? I thought he was perfect. Quick question. Are you perfect? No, I mean, now we're going somewhere. Now, if your behind is not perfect, what makes you think someone else is gonna be perfect, you moron? Because they're human beings just like you. No, I saw these things, I saw this thing in a movie. Okay, now, that's where you're losing me. If we're talking about love and you bring up, I saw this other thing, in a Korean drama, or more like in 50 Shades of Grey, that's when I start going, you were saying? Sorry, I drifted off there. Because you can't be serious. So, you can hate Marcel Proust as much as you can, but I totally agree with the guy on that one. Totally agree with the guy on that one. Now I understand why they say never meet your idol. Because every time you a lot of people, and this is a very common phrase, especially among a circle of people that are more like obsessed with celebrities. And this is where they start picturing this celebrity in a way like, they are just these flawless superhuman beings that never make mistakes, that don't have any annoying traits. Everyone has annoying traits, I'll give you mine. I forget a lot. Anyone that has dialed my number will just tell you how annoying it gets, trying to call me. I'm not proud of it, believe me, but I've been told like 1,000 times. My dad called me last week and literally yelled at me. Because, I'm terrible at multitasking, like everyone with ADHD. So, every time I'm busy with something, my biggest fear is if I put it on hold and then attend to my phone, I will be, I will basically shift 100% of the attention that I was using on that task to my phone, and by the time that I realized that I have something incomplete, my boss is breathing down my neck. So I would just focus on this task and then put everything on, you know, everything personal on the side. And at the back of my head, I'm telling myself, you know what, I'll call him back, or I'll call her back, I'll text her back. And then I realize, at the end of the day, I'm too exhausted, hop in a cab, get home, cook, eat, straight to bed. Wake up the next day with an angry SMS. So why the heck didn't you call me back? Oh, ouch. Hey. I know. It's, strengths and weaknesses. So, I don't know if you agree with Marcel Proust or not, but I totally agree with his point of view. When we fall in love with someone, we construct an idealized image of the person we love based on our own desires, projections, and interpretations, rather than fully grasping their actual nature. My God, that is really true. Because I remember in my first year crushing on one girl. That's one of the most terrible. Dennis crush. First of all, I walked to school. She drove to school.
Unlock your future with Goldstone Software Engineering Institute. 2025 intake for June, July is open for certificate and diploma in information technology, software engineering, human resources management, business administration, and various short courses such as AutoCAD, computer literacy skills, A+, and PC technician, etc. Goldstone Software Engineering Institute's courses are fully accredited by NQA, and courses are very affordable. Goldstone Software Engineering, equipped with modern facilities, and courses are offered by qualified professionals. Funding is available from NSFAF and local banks. For entry requirements and to apply, go to our website, www.goldstone.com.na, or email admission@goldstone.com.na. For more information, call Aneria at 081-6576-365 or Aaron at 081-6354-851 or 061-234186.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Welcome back to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. I was, share with you some rambling, wrapped in humor, all the way from why you shouldn't get into trouble to why you should really, 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 really go to the bathroom every now and then. The one that has a mirror. I'm not saying have diarrhea. Go to a bathroom that has a mirror, and then look yourself in the mirror and say, all these images that I have of this guy, or all these images that I have in my head of this girl, just how true are they? A lot of people have fallen in love because of, conjured up image of that person, and, on how they are perfect. They never do anything wrong. Then they got married and got through a divorce. And then, well, that person that never does anything wrong took, 50% of their stuff. That's what you get. So, now let's look at, before we go, global. N cube at this point. I don't have time for to sound like you know, sound like I'm stuttering. I stutter already. I'm done. I make it worse. Luanda Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwa described energy as a powerful driver of economic growth and development. Yeah. Nothing I didn't already know. But she said Namibia is prepared to take the lead in a global shift towards clean and sustainable energy.
Oh, well,
some of these speeches are very nice. Like, I swear, they're really nice. She was speaking at a U.S.-Africa Business Summit in Luanda, Angola yesterday. Oh, it's one of those things where people say things they don't mean, you know, like a political campaign. Well, the president used the platform to showcase Namibia's growing energy sector and called for an action-oriented partnership, especially with the United States. You have got to be kidding me. What happened to Angola? Okay, now let's look at this U.S.-Africa Energy Partnership. Yeah, well, the U.S. has the tech, but let's just get the tech that... if you want to know just how amazing U.S. tech is, not the consumer one. The consumer one is so terrible. I mean, have you seen Boeing? They have doors opening and landing gears falling off midday. The military tech. I think U.S. consumer tech is terrible. Most of it, not all of it, because well, my headphones are U.S. made and. This is like year three now, and they're still perfect in perfect condition. So most of the tech sort of like has been neglected because of the overemphasizing on military tech. Now, if you just now, if now anyone of you that have seen, anyone of you that have seen, how the reputation of Boeing has been, fragmenting. Then, it's easy for you to say that all planes made in the US are not safe. Actually, no. The military ones are my favorite toys. Imaginary toys, of course. I get to fly them in Call of Duty, but then that's all. I don't want to deal with the conchy, I don't want to deal with a blowing people up. In my conscience. So the B-2 bomber, for example, that was used this weekend this weekend in Iran is one of my favorite planes. B-2 Spirit, B-2 bomber, as they call it. Although I don't think it's been tested enough because it was used in Iran, and Iran has some type of, some very questionable defense, air defense systems. I mean, try it with the Chinese. Let's see how it works. That's one thing about military technology. They're very diabolical. You have no way of figuring out how effective they are in real time if you have not tested them by blowing people up. I know, it's painful. But military tech literally works that way. I swear I'm not making this up. There's something they call battle testing. So wherever there is a war, a lot of military contractors send a lot of their hardware. Sometimes they try to they call it donating. No, it's not donating. They're just trying to come up with a marketing strategy, because they want to show people that you can buy our weapons because they've been used in this war and they prove to be effective. Like the Chinese, is it J-10? That was used earlier this year in the, in the India-Pakistan conflict. It was used by the Pakistani Air Force and it was said to be, I think they were engaged in a dogfight. And took down three Dassault Rafale, which are French made fighter jets. And of course, this is where the whole analysis now becomes you know, very like blurry because, well, you know, you can give someone the, you can give someone a donkey Botswana and then you can give me a Vrupa. But, you know, I'll still be a terrible driver if I don't know how to drive. So it's, it's the machine and the human operating it, complementing each other. So if one of them is terrible, well, the whole operation is going south really fast. So, and, what's, one of my, favorite, tech coming out of the US? Oh, C5 Super Galaxy. Hallelujah. That plane is something else. What's this? AC-130 Hercules, aka Storm Hunter. Also, excellent piece of hardware. So, believe me, this is good. Like, they are good. That good. But mostly in military hardware. Civilian consumer hardware, they've been losing their reputation a lot in that one, which is very painful because, you know, the term muscle cars is coming out of the US. Like, what the heck are you guys doing? Like, you know, that's where Donald Trump and I agree now. Let's just, let's rewind the clock to the time when we made some glorious stuff. Not at the time when, you know, not the time when we were, we're having, you know, slave trade. You know, no one want to go there. Maybe there are a bunch of, white guys that want to rewind the time machine to that time, but, there's not a single black guy that will take a time machine and go to, you know, go to 19th, early 20th century. Yeah. Let me just say, 18th, 19th, early 20th century, century Western Hemisphere. Nope. If I have a time machine and I go past, past mid 20th century, oh no, I'm going to either Eastern Europe or Asia. One of these two. Because the Western world is just diabolical. You know, that time period, when it comes to dealing with people with, with melanin, they had a bunch of philosophical garbage to justify, you know, exploiting an entire race for free labor in the name of profit. That's what mankind would do that. And, transatlantic slavery is very sad. But you have to understand, we humans as a species, we have been enslaving each other for as long as we have been in existence. One gentleman pointed out that the origin of the word slave is actually from Slav as in Slavic people, because, well, those are the people that actually a bunch of white people felt like enslaving. So before the, you know, a bunch of white people started enslaving black people on account that, well, their skin color just goes to show that they are not evolved enough. Like, what excuse did these guys use to enslave people that had blue eyes and blonde hair like them? That's where you see that, look, lying is a significant part of running an empire, people. You have got to lie. Same way that lying is a significant part of getting laid, people. Tell the truth, you die a virgin. It's not rocket science. Every straight guy knows that. I know. Sometimes my relationship, advice is going to get me hated. But, you know, very, you know, very proud of it. So, President Nandi Ndaitwa used the platform to showcase Namibia's growing energy sector and called for for action-oriented partnership, especially with the United States. Is it my problem with political speeches? Let's have a China-Africa summit. This whole speech will just, you know, we'll just remove United States and then add China. And then Namibia's growing energy sector and called for an action-oriented partnership, especially with China. And then we have one with, an Africa-China. An Africa-Russia summit. And this very same speech will go with President Nandi Ndaitwa used the platform to showcase Namibia's growing energy sector and called for action-oriented partnership, especially with Russia. At this point, I'm going, politics is awesome because, well, as a comedian that likes politics. And I've come to learn that there are not a lot of comedians that like politics. So I consider myself very special. So. And, no, don't give yourself a good name. Yeah. Well, you people don't want to do it. So, like Thanos said, fine. I'll do it myself. Access to reliable, affordable, I don't know about affordable, and clean energy not only powers industry, but also presents opportunities for innovation and partnership, she said. Yeah, I know. I think I've been reading political articles long enough to know that politics is rather fascinating. Now, yeah, boy, and we have another concerns about what the heck is this? Broken promise. Amendments to the Research, Science and Technology Act. Broken promise? Really? You are shocked? How long have you been in Namibia? Well, in Namibia, legislation takes a very long time to be passed. A very long time. With one exception, of course. When we are being threatened with a grey list, oh my God, we proved that we can actually do it faster than we have been doing it. Before we continue, we are going to take a commercial break. Mind the gap with Helmut Hiso, Fan Eagle FM, thy favorite radio station.
To all Eagle FM listeners, do you want to stand a chance to win a voucher of $500 Namibian weekly? Answer this easy question. Please tell us, what are the three colors of the USAVE logo? Please SMS your answer to 081-200-4144 and tune in every Friday between 1:45 and 2:00 to find out if you are the lucky winner. The winner will be announced every Friday live on air between 1:45 and 2:00. Participate weekly to improve your chance. We'll save at USAVE.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not of.
Welcome back. Where was I? We are very, we pass laws very fast in this land of the brave, but only when we are being threatened with a grey listing. That's the only way we'll do it. 29 minutes left to the hour of 29 minutes left to the hour of 11. Moving on. Now let's take this a little bit international now, shall we? Let's start with Africa. Then we go to... Yeah. Let's start with Africa and then we can go global. With Africa, of course, like I pointed out earlier, we're starting with Uganda. And Uganda has has one story for us. It's a couple-related story. This is a couple that was described at some point that it's a power couple, and also age is just a number. From power couple to public chaos, Kampala University founders family feud rocks nation and the continent, it turns out, because there are those of us that are so nosy, they're just looking for information they can make a fun of, wherever they can find it. Global, continental, national. Now, according to Spy Uganda, don't ask, what began as one of Uganda's most admired partnership in education has spiraled into a sensational public saga, complete with accusations, false accusations of DNA. Oh, this one you're gonna like. Accusations No, let's not. Look, I just want to rush straight to the DNA. But, well, easy. Just breathe. What began as one of Uganda's most admired partnership in education has spiraled into a sensational public saga, complete with accusations of betrayal, violence, and bitter battle over billions. Of course, there are going to be billions involved. The once solid union between Kabale University founder Professor Bandru Dungu Katerega and his wife, Miss Jolly Shibaiha Katerega, has erupted into a dramatic showdown that is gripping the nation. Oh no, the continent. Point of correction there, Oga. Gripping the continent. Love story, happily ever after, they say. Yeah, well, if you are in a Hollywood movie, happily ever after, check. In reality, tears ever after, that's another big check. That's a reality check. Sorry, guys. So, I mean, for those of you that are really trying to make it work, one, have accepted that, you're both human beings and you make mistakes. That's a good thing. Once you reach that level of the relationship and you are still in a relationship, no, you are good to go. You are in for the long run, obviously. No wonder they say compromise is the biggest part, you know, is a significant part of any relationship. At a highly charged press conference held at the university's main campus, the revered academic, now in his later years, pulled back his kufi to reveal a scar on his head, which he claims resulted from physical assault by his wife. Ouch! So, a whole professor, founder of a whole university, decided to hold a press conference. And instead of starting, you know, with a, good morning, how are you, this whole conference, thank you very much for coming, the press, all protocol observed. First thing, he just, pulled up part of his outfit and go like, well, you see this scar here, now madam be this, yeah, madam, don't take spanking to a whole another level. Ouch. I'm still traveling to Uganda after this, right? So, let me make this more dramatic. Oh no, it's already dramatic. The jokes in this whole article write themselves. Basically, the jokes in the whole story. Kampala University founder family feud. Oh, you can read it on your own. So as for me here, I'm a comedian, no, make I add my own spice. If you take it with seriousness, that's on you. Now, well, at a highly charged press conference held at the university's main campus, the revered academic, aka Oga husband, now in his later years, it's a fancy way of calling someone old, pulled back his kufi to reveal a scar on his head, which he claims resulted from physical assault by his wife. She wants me dead! According to Oga husband in his voice trembling with fury. Hey, this madam is on fire. And if you just find out how young that madam, this generation don't know this thing called case. So they don't know a case. Because now here is a whole professor, a whole gentleman in his, since we are sticking with the politically correct term, in his later years, being frightened by a small girl, a small girl. Just look up the small girl that I'm talking about. Girl power is portrayed in this story, believe me. She wants me dead, he said in his trembling voice. She wants everything I have built, and she's doing everything to erase my legacy. Oga professor in his later years is trembling with fear, not in not in private, in front of the press, because and also this car that you see here, madam, this car, small, cute and cuddly young girl that you see here, hey, she don't discipline me. Well, here's the thing. Now, that will get me fired. At the center of the turmoil lies a tangled web of property disputes, inheritance battles, and control over one of Uganda's largest private universities. The professor claims that Miss Katerega, aka wife, formerly the university director of formerly the university director of finance and board chair, is attempting. I'm really trying not to get fired. Formerly the university's director of finance and board chair. How the heck did she get to that position? Of course she's qualified, I know. But don't tell me she's the only one that's qualified enough for that position. You bet some of those decisions were made. This is why I always tell my gender. Never make it, look, buy sellotape. Not talking from experience, it's just a recommendation out of the blue. Buy sellotape and sellotape that your mouth every time she take off her clothes. Because just a very high homeboy here when there is this relationship was still new, he was making promise, well, he had no choice but to keep. And one just, well, rose her to the level of not only the university's director of finance, but also put her on the board. And now she turned around and like, well, that's like meeting Thanos and then handing him over all the 6 Infinity Stones. Well, he'll be like, okay, thank you very much. But, well, you are the first one I'm gonna erase. Look up this story on your own. Oh, you're gonna laugh. You're gonna love it and it's gonna make your day. Like a small madam here. This generation. Be careful with Ama 2000. Oh, I'm not sure if she's Ama 2000, but she looks like a millennia, this one. Yeah, she looks like a millennia, this one. Be careful with young girls. These people, they no get respect at all. Look at this small girl making a whole university founder and professor, tremble in fear. Oh, dear Lord. Ah, yeah. Happy live after my behind. Now, what was it? At the center of the turmoil lies a tangled web of property dispute, inheritance battles, and control over one of university's largest private, one of Uganda's largest private university. The professor claims that, Miss, Katarega, formerly the university's director of finance and board chair, is attempting to exclude his other children from his will in a bid to secure his empire for himself and her own children. Jesu. Oh. She told me to cut the rest of my children off.
Oga. First question.
How many children do you have? Nah, we're not gonna answer that. We're not judging. They're just children. We're gonna keep them out of this. She told me to cut the rest of my children off. That's when I knew I had to resist, he said. But, Katerega isn't retreating. In a pointed response, she dismissed her husband's accusations. Accusations, rigorous style. False accusations. Accusations as a cruel distortion of their long-shared history. I love it. Look, this is going to sound diabolical, but as a comedian, I love chaos. I love chaos because it sounds counterintuitive and ironic, but chaos makes the best humor.
chaos makes the best humor. I know. It's a... Look, if you were born in the 2000s and you have seen Titus, the TV show, and you liked it, or even loved it, much respect. Because it's one of, today, it's like Family Guy. Today it will be one of the most offensive shows. But some of us just watch stuff, that stuff and go like, well, it's a comedy show. I'm just there to laugh. I'm not there to take offense. A bunch of black guys are being roasted. A bunch of white guys are being roasted. That's what I live for. And then you have people that are going, oh my God, I feel very offended. And then they wonder why they have high blood pressure at the age of 23. It's because you're offended by everything, you moron. You're putting a lot of strain on your heart. That's a waste of heart muscles. Now, their fallout, according to the article, has spilled beyond words. Professor Kateraga claims he has been forcibly removed from his own mansion. Get out of my house type of, move. Which he says predates their relationship. He accuses Jolly of trying to rewrite the university's origin story. History is written by the victor. Oga, professor, get used to it. We didn't write our history. A bunch of colonizers wrote it.
Experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Parata's Flex bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Sky-Fi with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT. You get more for less with Flex. Visit paratas.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide. Always
Paratas. Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and...
Imba just got better. Download Imba. Now, where are all these feuds coming from? Well, Oga, how did you end up in this situation? With someone more than half your age, younger than you, and now showing you flames in your own house. How did this happen? That's me now asking the question. And this is Oga responding. I was blinded by love, he admitted, and that cost me dearly. Huh? It takes a lot of muscles to admit that, whatever faulty situation you are tangled up in, you are also partly to blame. Not everything is a fault of the other. It takes maturity to reach that level of acknowledgement. Takes maturity. To add fuel to an elderly explosive conflict, elderly, already explosive conflict, rumors of poisoning and paternity disputes have surfaced. And now at this point, the question in everyone's mind is okay, seriously, just why can't this woman just love, well, all her stepchildren? all her stepchildren in the same way that he loves, well, her biological children he has had with the good professor and the university founder. Well, Oga, this way your wife devexes like this. How many children do you have, Oga? Well, I have more than 18 children, Oga, professor. Come on. Yo! She wanted only her children to inherit. That's not how this ends. First of all, shout out to Oga here. He has more than 18 children. And he is worth,
He's a I know he's a billionaire. He's a he's a billionaire in like what, maybe Kenya shillings and maybe US dollars. While Ms. Katerega claims she once helped rescue the university from a $6 billion financial crisis, her husband alleges she didn't. This is an Israel, this is an Israel-Iran situation all over again. Every side is telling you, except the Israel-Iran situation is having a lot of financial, you know, a lot of international media backing, by the way, on both sides, and a lot of international organization expert observation point of view. And this one also, in terms of DNA, also, it has some scientific backing in terms of DNA test, because, some of the DNA tests that were made, or, that were made here, the madam, actually, you know, dismissed some of them and said, you know what? I don't trust your DNA testing here. I'm going to do my, you know, make I go and do my own DNA test. Guess where? For America. Now, gentlemen, gather around. Tuletang volume, khanyani. Tuletang volume. Just to increase the volume, small volume. Tuletang volume, khanyani. Kakukuba. Now, on this one, let's look at the moral of the story here. How did Oga Professor end up being, you know, having a scar on his head coming from, you know, a small girl that he just, played Apollo with, and then ended up being threatened and ended up in this dispute? How did Oga end up in this dispute? Well, in his own words, and I quote, "I was blinded by love," he admitted. "And that cost me dearly." Ouch. Now, before you start judging the good professor, good university founder here, how many of us have been blinded by love? A lot of us. And then found out later that this madam that we thought was an angel, was Lucifer's stepsister, or Lucifer's half-brother, he's actually worse than Lucifer. I know. Fascinating story. Now let's use 10 minutes to go cyber security. Now, a lot of platforms, including Meta, lost a combined, login keys of about what, like 16 billion login credentials. Makes Hunters International and Telecom Namibia thing look like a kindergarten child's play. 16 billion login credentials. We're talking usernames. Yeah, we're talking usernames. Usernames and passwords. 16 billion. Which is why I'm suspecting is the reason why I have not been able to live stream, because I still, Meta has actually prompted me to sort of like reset my passwords and basically everything and use, two key authentication login and stuff. And I've just been too busy and frankly lazy to do that. I mean, because it's, now I have to jump from my phone and tab and computer and stuff, because I've, I'm logged into this thing in multiple devices, and I'm one of those people that's very paranoid. I don't use 1234 as a password. I use really long ones, like 8 to 16 character. I try to abide to that law as much as possible and change them at least once or twice every 2 weeks. So it's a Now, at this point, you're going, change the password. For me, that's, I need like the whole day to do that. Like, did I point out earlier that I'm terrible at multitasking? billions of passwords, according to Time magazine, billions of passwords have been leaked. And this is coming from the 20th of June.
was put out on the 20th of June. Billions of passwords have been leaked in a massive breach. Researchers say, here is what you should know. We have 7 minutes to basically run through this. More than 16 billion login credentials have been leaked. Now, 16 billion. There are only 8 billion people on Earth. That's like two usernames and two passwords per person. The whole world. 16 billion login credentials. And of course, every person has most probably a Facebook account, Instagram account, and, TikTok account, and, Twitter account. Every person has accounts across different platforms. So this number is not actually as shocking as, basically the media would like to put it to be. But the fact that people, and obviously now a factor in organizations, obviously, they are going to be the prime target, as we saw with Anderson International last year. More than 16 billion login credentials have been leaked. Researchers said this week, and now put in mind this is coming from the 20th. Today is the 24th, so this is about, 3 days ago. According to researchers at Cyber News, who claimed the alarming number this week, as part of the ongoing investigation that began, at the start of the year, information in the exposed data sets open the doors to pretty much any online service imaginable, from Apple, Facebook, and Google to GitHub, Telegram, and various government services. So, if there is a time that you should be worried about receiving anonymous calls of people asking you about your banking details and banking information, is now. Because for all we know, your information, my information, your organization's information, my organization's information could be out there. So time to change passwords, people. Time to change passwords. And, this is like losing your key. You know, it's recommended that for security reasons, if you lose your key, it's recommended that you change the lock. Especially if you're one of those people that walk around with keys that has your house number on. Yeah, I'm not writing that on my key. That's one thing that a lot of my friends are like, no, well, seriously, at least, if you lose your keys, and someone finds it, at least they can call you and give you your key back. I'm like, you people have a lot of faith in humanity. No, absolutely not. How shall I that, a bunch of, burglars are not going to find the key, and then they'll be like, all right, house number 194. Well, is this one? Well, we already have the key. In this case, we're not breaking, we're just walking in. Nope. Contrary to popular belief, I don't put my key name or phone number on my key holder. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So in that case, if I lose my key, I know that whoever finds those keys, sometimes I just, just for fun, I just like to write my location there. So I like commas da. I just write commas da. So that Oga will be like, gosh, which part of commas da is this? 27, 28, 29. Extension 16, extension 11. Now, for you to find my house, boy, for you to find the lock, that key opens in commas dal. You'll have to try that key on each and every single house in commas dal, in which you're most likely going to get shot. Which is actually what I'm counting on. I know it sounds sad, but seriously, that's what I'm counting on. If you just find my key, and your first, it's written commas down, and your first goal is, you know what? I think I'm going to, well, at least we know one thing, lives in commas down. So, let's try to find out, and by the way, there are also a lot of dogs that you will have to go through. So at this point, the keys are just going to be useless. Now, if I put my name there, and the street name and house number, I'm just giving these guys free access. So, nope. Or at this point, I think I need to change, a key holder, and then I write Plena Coupe. Excellent. This is my genius. No, go kill me. So I just write Plena Coupe. So if I lose my key and someone looks at it, it's like, well, Plena Coupe. I mean, those guys are loaded. If we just find the right house, you can imagine in Plena Coupe, we will find a lot of things in that house. You know what else they have? If they have money, they have a gun. So, you know, sometimes this my evil geniusness sometimes fascinates even me. Oh no, not Kleina Coupe. Academia, where you have those dogs that bark in Afrikaans. Han. Yeah, should they write Academia? So that, anyone that finds my key tries to sort of like, at least we know the location is Academia. Let's go and try this key on every gate in Academia. You'll be beaten in Afrikaans. Those dogs will be biting in Afrikaans. And the other dogs, so when the others are biting in Afrikaans, the others are barking in Afrikaans. And you go steal again. You go learn how to hustle. If you just tuned in, you are listening to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. As always, I'm here until the hour of 11, which is just 7 seconds and counting. Commercial break.
Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just 300 Namibian dollars a month and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit Paratus.Africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always prepared.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukuli.
Welcome back, and of course the time is 11 o'clock on the dot. That brings us to the end of Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. Just take my beautiful security major advice when it comes to to your keys. Don't write your location or house number on your key holder. Just write Academia. Believe me, a bunch of guys in that location are very racist, and their dogs are even more racist. They bark in Afrikaans. So just, so if you want to get Tura boys in trouble, just write Academia on your key holder. So when they find it, they're like, let's go in Academia. Those dogs, they're gonna learn how to hustle the non-stealing way. Until tomorrow, same time, same place on Eagle FM. You all have a good one.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to...